WJFKFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
Okay. You want to get psyched up for the show?
I do.
Yes, please.
Okay, this is what we normally do before the show. We'll listen to some tapes.
The show prep.
We listen to tapes.
Just some tapes to psych ourselves up.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Motivational speaking is what it is.
Well, they're air checks, actually. We're having one of those sessions today.
It's not Tony Robbins?
No, it's not Tony Robbins. Hi, FedEx guy.
What's all that?
Is there a FedEx guy in the hallway?
You know what that is? That's our new security system working to perfection. Because remember, you've got to have the card, and you've got the 13 hidden cameras.
It's all about you, Mr. FedEx
and
man.
And still, there's the FedEx guy standing right out there.
He seems plenty cordial.
Yes. Gosh. Hold on. Try this one.
What's the FedEx guy's name? Is that guy's name in the picture you showed me yesterday?
Oh, his name is Peppers.
Well, Brian.
Brian J. Peppers.
Brian J. Peppers.
Shut up about that, you guys.
Sorry.
Okay, let's listen to the, let's listen to a tape.
Yeah. Very good.
Let's do.
A DJ tape.
Oh.
Hey, how about a DJ tape of me to start to get us
let's
psyched up?
Okay.
So tonight we continue our series and meet one of Chicago's most successful morning mouths.
From PM Magazine, right?
And I don't know if I feel like doing this in this situation, playing a tape just of myself to psych us all up.
This is a start.
No. Let's listen to a tape of me and Mike. How about, you want to listen to it?
Geronimo hits the air.
Want to listen to a tape of me and you?
Sure.
Okay.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now.
I taste the caffeine in my mouth. That wasn't caffeine.
Here's the thing. I don't know how productive this is if we listen to tapes of ourselves.
This is not getting me psyched.
All right, well, then I got something new for you.
All right. Come on and come on. You want to play this as a jingle, though?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9.
Yeah.
And the morning zoo with Don and Mike. Here.
I especially don't want to listen to that.
Yeah. You know what?
How did you capture that with such great fidelity?
Here's what we're going to do.
It was recorded on tubes.
Tubes?
Yeah.
An old tube amp.
Today we're going to listen to some tape of, Scott Shannon.
Who?
Scott Shannon, Mike.
Michael Moore?
Who would he be?
You know, he is only our role model.
Oh, that's right, that guy. Okay, Omblo. Yeah.
From 1998.
Yes.
Excuse us, this is how we psych ourselves up.
Right.
You know, athletes listen to rap music. Sometimes we listen to tapes, sometimes of ourselves, sometimes of others.
Mm-hmm.
This just kind of spilled in. It's our pre-show meeting. So let's put our hands together. Let's have a great show.
Let's listen.
And now let's listen and get psyched up.
Let's go.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Spears.
Where are you from, Eric?
L.A.
Where you go to school?
CES.
The line is, the road has got me hypnotized. What is the song?
Radar Love by White Lion.
I think you got it. A pocket rocket radio for you from Nutty Ho-Ho's and Pirate Radio. Good morning, Pirate Radio. Who's on the line?
Hi, Scott Shannon. Frank Ziegler.
From his automobile?
Absolutely.
Where are you from, Mr. Ziegler?
South Valley.
The line
Hello.
Goes, Molotov Cocktail is the local
record. This
radio
is Scott Shannon.
He wants to do his thing.
Who's on the line?
That's not how people talk.
You got the man, your own pocket rocket from Pirate Radio and Nutty
Pirate
Radio.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty psyched now.
Yeah,
me too.
Shannon in the morning. Pirate Radio.
Who's on the line? Pirate Radio.
See, I'll be honest with you now.
How come there's no audio processing?
This stuff with our tapes was just a setup for this tape.
Yeah, that Russian band called Gorky Parton, that's Bang, 649. I am Michael Scott Chattel, the professional radio pronosticator on duty, Tuesday, October 24th, 1989. Believe it or not, about 4 weeks away from Thanksgiving and only 68 days left in this decade. Party Patrol out in Whittier at 7:30 this morning. Now, Charlie with those free pirate shirts.
I love the use of statistics. October
80. La Mirada, the Del Taco.
Darla Charlie out there.
Boulevard.
At the Del Taco. Pocket Rocket.
Pirate Radio.
Good morning, Pirate Radio.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, Mr. Leonard.
There you go.
Well, good morning, my friend.
All right, Scott. Look, I'm on my way in. Make sure someone's got the door unlocked for me when I get there.
This good, is, it'll be nice to see
yeah,
you.
That's a, this is Scott Shannon's Charlie.
Yes, every show needs a Charlie.
What's that?
Well, I'm setting my VCR, and I wanted to know if you set the time first or you set the channel first when you want to pre-program.
Well, we heard this thing before the show. This goes on and on and on.
I got that time.
As I recall, the punchline was worth it.
Was I
about Tracy Chapman?
I'm kidding, of course.
What does it mean when the light's blinking?
And keep in mind, while the guy's doing this kind of crap,
right,
he's playing back in 1989 on the station in Los Angeles. Nothing but music like Welcome to the Jungle, Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions. All of the music was very
angry white rock.
Very angry, ahead of its time, actually, in concept. But he's doing this.
Oh, I gotta reset it.
In between this, these evil, bad rock songs.
What?
And in between vaudeville.
And
because of the billboards in L.A. where he had a goatee, the Hispanic community referred to him as El Diablo.
They believed he was the devil buzz.
Well, was that ever proven one way or another?
Okay, here we go. Here comes the punchline.
Here's a picture of Lisa Bonet right here in the National Enquirer.
Well, you got a picture of her, huh?
Look at this. Oh, that's so cute. She's holding up her brand new little baby. Oh, my God, look at this.
What's wrong?
She's got hair coming out of her armpit.
What's Mr. Leonard, Lisa Bonet does not shave under her arms.
Yeah, no kidding. It looks like she's got Tracy Chapman in a headlock.
Get your VCR and get your butt into work.
That was a payoff.
Sure was.
Yeah, Greg. Goodbye, Mr. Leonard. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Who's on the line?
See, does that crap and then he goes, was it The Cure?
Vaudeville. Mike, you nailed it with vaudeville. Yeah.
1989. So he just did a dead seg there, meaning he didn't talk.
No callers, nothing.
That must have drove him crazy.
He just played more angry music.
On the radio, having a good time at 6:57 in the morning. Today's a big day. She's finally getting sentenced for slapping that cop in Beverly Hills.
Oh, Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa says she can't believe what's happening and claims she's totally
turn the music up a little more.
La, 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 la. Hold on, it's a parody song.
She's got a mansion in Beverly Hills. She drives around drinking Jack Daniels.
Okay, well, I'm
we've come so far.
Is on the line?
I'm ready now.
Hello,
we've learned so much.
Radio.
I'm motivated.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Let's go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's on the line?
Thank you.
The line. Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I got Mr. Leonard on the line.
Walter Bennett.
Did you set your VCR or not?
It's like Tracy Chapman in a headlock. Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, better open the door. I know Scott Shannon would have done that. Yeah.
Door first, for goodness sake.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Bernie. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there.
Hello.
It's fun, right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, who are we going to talk about now? How's your
snare drum?
Air conditioner.
Yeah. Who's on the line?
The line.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pirate and all the ships at sea. They are the big and the pretty John Geronimo and Michael Mann.
Yeah.
They're good. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Rob. That's not going to get too much of a workout. Huh?
Not at all.
Yeah. Shut up there. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Guys died there.
Hello.
Yeah. Don and Mike show. New episode, Mike, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
05-25-05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
Tough, you want to talk like him now, I can tell. You just want to say call us anywhere right now.
On the line.
On the line.
Let's see. Oh, from Canada, from Mexico. 800-636-1067. And if you're lucky enough, a WJFK in Washington, you can call 202-432-1067. And a sidebar, a closed circuit note to us, from us to the people listening on WJFK.
Yes.
I know you thought today that God intervened. Because the Bill O'Reilly show, which precedes us on WJFK, was not on.
Yeah, you thought that maybe the Supreme Being had a hand in that.
I think he did.
Because I was amazed. I was walking down the hall, and rather than immediately getting that burning sensation into my ears, I heard two delightful voices coming out of the speaker. They were our voices.
Yes. It was a wonderful surprise.
I turned to Beth and I said, first, you look lovely in the corduroys.
Mm-hmm.
Back to those gold corduroys again. I said, why are we on right now? And she said, oh, there was a problem the engineers are trying to work out. I think when they were sending the last hour of the Bill O'Reilly show via satellite, mm-hmm. it was bleeding with other stuff.
And for once, it really wasn't our fault. It was coming from New York that way.
Yeah, well, I think it had something to do with Voyager.
Oh, sure. Well, the TV show?
No, the lunar space capsule thing that's been exploring the solar system.
I thought you were talking about the fourth and the five Star Trek shows.
No, not Voyager. This was the real Voyager that's actually out in space.
Mike,
I was reading about it today.
That was the real Voyager.
That's right.
With Kate Mulgrew.
Kate Mulgrew.
From Ryan's Hope.
I'd like to see a...
As your captain.
I'd like to have a debate between Kathleen Turner and Kate Mulgrew. I'd like to have those two ratty vixens.
When you mention that, would you mention them again?
Kate Mulgrew and Kathleen Turner.
They're great.
They are great.
They are.
Hey, listen, there's some Van Halen.
Yeah.
Started the show. That was, of course, Jump. And here we go. Don and Mike show. Hello. What?
Who's on the line?
I'm just thinking about my favorite new commercial by Kathleen Turner, which is New York Live. The company you keep. And she's still doing that
thing.
She
cannot speak. I mean, really.
I don't know what her background is, but she has 700 accents that are all working within that raspy, boozy voice.
A lot of those celebrities and wannabe celebrities go through the phases like Madonna did when
right.
she, at first she was, hey, how you doing? I'm Madonna there.
Right.
And